Soul of Freedom, here to tell you the truth. I'm going to be brutally honest about everything. We're going to do that again today. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you for being here. Here are three big things you need to know to start this hour. Number one, the judge in the Fannie Willis case in Georgia gave the green light for a group of the defendants, including Donald Trump, to appeal his ruling on the matter of Willis remaining on the case, and appeal they did. Number two, Cuba is teetering on the edge of total collapse with food and power running out for the communist nation, and further underscoring just how bad that kind of government really is for everyone. And number three, there is simply no way that Democrats can win a fair and honest election in America this year. And that's why they will do anything and everything to prevent one from happening. It's why they're attacking voter ID as somehow being racist and continue to push the idea of mass mail-in ballots and want 16-year-olds to vote too, if possible. They're pulling out all the stops in a desperate bid to retain power in November. Of course, none of these schemes give us more election integrity or make our elections more secure. In fact, they do the very opposite, and they know that. And that really is the point. For the Democrats right now is to win at all costs. It doesn't matter who gets ruined or what institutions get destroyed as long as they can win. It really is an all-out attack on the system of voting and electing leaders in our republic that we used to have faith in. Do you anymore? Why is this happening? Two words. Joe Biden. That's why it's happening. Joe Biden. Biden, by far the most unpopular president in modern American history, the most unpopular since modern polling began during Harry Truman's tenure in the White House, and that puts Biden behind, well behind, in fact, Jimmy Carter and everyone else. And the failing poll numbers come in spite of the fact that the corporate media has done everything it possibly can to prop the old man up. After a while, however, it just doesn't work anymore. And the latest numbers are among the worst yet. Last week, the average level of support had fallen 20 points underwater. According to 538, his average support approval rating, 37%. Donald Trump is also winning across the board right now in all seven states that are considered swing states this year, though I would take both Georgia and North Carolina off the list right now. They don't belong there anymore. I can tell you right now, Trump will carry both of those states easily in November. In a brand new poll from the well-respected Grinnell College survey, we find some of the worst numbers yet for Joe Biden. Donald Trump in a head-to-head match with the sitting president across the nation holds a 7-point lead. 7 points. And that's not the worst of it for old Joe. No, the worst of the jaw-dropping approval numbers, his approval number, according to Grinnell, 34%. That is an all-time low, 34%. I don't think there's a road back from a disaster like that. I don't think there's one at all. And while we've seen the failures of Bidenomics and the wide-open border, there are other issues that are driving people away from Joe Biden and back to Donald Trump. For example, despite the widespread rejection of Biden's energy policies and the almost tyrannical demand that Americans start buying EVs, Biden and his climate change zealots are not slowing down on the wildly unpopular push. Just yesterday, Biden finalized his crackdown on gas and diesel-powered cars and trucks as they're demanding that 70% of new vehicles sold in America be EVs by 2032. 70%. The real crackdown will start in 2027, just over 2.5 years from today. And Donald Trump, for his part, says he will dump the reckless pursuit of green energy and end those EV mandates on his first day back in office. Well, let's hope. We also learned on Wednesday that U.S. troops have secretly been posted in Taiwan. Hear me. U.S. troops have secretly been posted in Taiwan and now will be there permanently. Another careless move that will no doubt ratchet up tensions with Beijing and puts us on a path to a possible war with the People's Liberation Army and the CCP, of course. And that, to the resentment of millions of Americans, have toward all the money being dumped into Ukraine. It's another stone-cold loser for Joe Biden on the world stage. Then, of course, came the hearings on Capitol Hill, with former partners of Hunter Biden taking questions from the Oversight Committee and painting the entire Biden family as dishonest and corrupt, which, of course, also pushes down Joe Biden's numbers and further fuels America's desire to see Donald Trump back in the West Wing. So let's dive into some of that tasty testimony, as it did not disappoint anyone who was watching, by the way. It was fiery. Tony Bobulinski came in hot to testify about the crimes of Joe Biden and the Biden family. Here's how he started.
I want to be crystal clear. From my direct personal experience and what I've subsequently come to learn, it is clear to me that Joe Biden was the brand being sold by the Biden family. His family's foreign influence peddling operation from China to Ukraine and elsewhere sold out to foreign actors who are seeking to gain influence and access to Joe Biden and the United States government. Joe Biden was more than a participant in and a beneficiary of his family's business. He was an active, aware enabler who met with business associates such as myself to further the business, despite being buffered by a complex scheme to maintain plausible deniability. I ask this big question. If there's no evidence of corruption here today, if Joe's conduct and the conduct of his family were fully legal and proper, then why are they so dishonest about it?
Why are they so dishonest about it if it's so on the up and up, right? And remember, Hunter was invited. In fact, his name tag was there. Hunter was invited to be in the room, and he said several times that he wanted to testify in public. He wanted to do it in public, but when he actually got the offer to appear, well, he dodged the subpoena. I'm guessing he won't be in prison like Peter Navarro is now or Stephen K. Bannon could be in the future. Yeah, I'm guessing that Hunter's going to dodge that. We'll have a few examples now as we go through this. Jim Jordan and Bob Alinsky discuss in detail the big guy. Who is the big guy? Well, let's figure it out.
Mr. Bob Alinsky, who's the big guy? Are you sure about that? Because when...
Joe Biden.
You're sure?
I'm 1,000% sure.
Because when Hunter Biden did his deposition under oath, he said, I don't know who it is, even though he was copied on an email that said H will hold 10% for the big guy. You sure it's the big guy is Joe Biden?
1,000%, and there's other text messages that back that up, that the brave whistleblowers, Shapley and Ziegler, have produced, not from my phones, not from my BlackBerry that I took screenshots from. They took them from subpoenas directly from Apple's iCloud that back up the fact that Hunter knew the big guy was Joe Biden.
The big guy is the brand. The big guy is the Lyft. The big guy is the one who showed up at golf outings, who did took phone calls and meetings and lunches and dinners with Hunter Biden and his business associates. Is that right?
Correct.
Correct. The big guy is Joe Biden. The big guy is the brand. The big guy is what they're selling every single day there in Biden world. Or at least they were. A little tougher to do now, I think. But there you have it. Yeah, there you have it, the big guy. All right, so we'll get back to all of that in just a moment. But first, a comment from Patriot Mobile. Because now that we are launching into the general election season, Patriot Mobile wants to celebrate with a special offer. Just in case you haven't made the switch yet. Until March 31st, you can get a free month of service. A free month of cell service when you switch to Patriot Mobile. All you need to do is stop procrastinating and go to patriotmobile.com/Gruber. Use the promo code SPRING24. It's really that easy. You'll get a free month. Patriot Mobile, the first conservative Christian mobile network in America, offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been getting all along. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message just like we all did on Super Tuesday that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, the military, our veterans, and everybody else. That's right. Go to patriotmobile.com/Gruber or call 972-PATRIOT. Get a free month of service right now, Spring 24. I'll be right back.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.
Why are so many Americans taking CBD? Chronic pain, stress, anxiety, depression, and sleepless nights may be the result of an imbalance known as clinical endocannabinoid deficiency. Patriot Relief has the solution. Our premium CBD products are designed to replenish those missing endocannabinoids, restoring internal balance and overall wellness. Don't let deficiencies hold you back. Experience the transformative power of CBD with Patriot Relief. Use promo code Gruber at patriotsrelief.com or call 877-230-1776.
Get ready, Michigan. There's a new opportunity in town, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. 7 out of 10 high school seniors could get up to $27,500 over 5 years just by filling out the new and simplified FAFSA. Don't miss your chance to let the state shape like a hand give you a hand in paying for college. Check it out at mi.gov/achievement. Brought to you by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.